This morning I got some dates up on the board, the first one up, and just can you tell me what links these dates together? 1910, 1926, 1944, 1953, 1962, 63, 1978, and 1980. Can you give me an idea what links those dates together? Okay, wars. Okay, let me throw this just as the next clue in here. I'll add these names, these five names, Lee Newman and Benjamin Kack, Walter DeGroff, Sidney Rosenthal, and Yokio Hori. What is it? Okay. Okay, revival. Well, that would be much more spiritual thing I should do, you know, but that's not it. Frank said it's a revival time, and then I really feel convicted that that's not what they are. You know, it's just like, Lord, forgive me. You know, and I just, thanks a lot. You know, it's just I was getting all into it, and now I feel this wave of conviction come over me that that's not what they are. These guys and these dates are all key components in the evolution of the highlighter marker. Okay, not quite this big revivals, I get that, but these guys and these dates are in the evolution, or so to speak, the development of the highlighting marker. A marker that discharges an eye-catching translucent ink that you can mark, things on the paper, and it doesn't mark it out. It doesn't mark a line through it, it just highlights the text. And I found it interesting as I studied the highlighting marker, some of the, you could draw attention to a piece of text without obscuring it. By 1970, this is on the slide, by 1970, this is disheartening to me, by 1970, highlighter was already overtaking the underline. You know, that's what I felt. I said, oh, I really had a moment for the underline. You know, it's just like, I can just see this cartoon where the underline is packing his bags, you know, in 1970. He's carrying his bags out. No longer needed. The new guy's in town. The new highlighter is in town. I'm being overtaken by translucent ink. You gotta be kidding me. Moving on out, the highlighter was taking control. In the 80s, the felt tip was replaced by a special tip because the felt tip was too squeaky when you're highlighting something. And those people that are really sensitive to noise are probably saying, hey, somebody just developed something new. I can see a t-shirt, bring back the underline, you know. The highlighters come in a variety of colors, but yellow is by far the most popular color. The yellow highlighter, just so you know, I'm going to be handing these I've got a whole box of these highlighters today. We've been navigating through the sunflower messages, and I believe that God is the inventor of the highlighter. I think there's times when God does not scratch out or bear so hard that we can't see what's under it. He's highlighting what is under it. I think that is evidence in the sunflower. God highlights the seeds of the sunflower in yellow. He doesn't bury the seeds. He puts the seeds at the top of the sunflower, and he draws a big yellow circle around them, highlighting the fruit of the sunflower. We've been on a journey unpacking. This is the final message that I have on my sunflower insights. This is number 9. Every time, and just so you know, every time I would go or think about and go up to the field of sunflowers and think about it, I always wanted to hear from God. And I found that very interesting, that would be another message, that I went there intending to hear from God. God, I want to know why you wanted me to plant these things. And we have been through this journey over the last 9 or 10 weeks. Last week was the blessing week. I needed to bring the blessing. The symbol, not Spock's symbol. It's the symbol of the Hebrew character Shin that represents Almighty. And it was actually the hand gesture of the rabbi when he would bless those in his congregation. He would hold the symbol of Shin over them, representing Almighty God. I had a little hiccup. I skipped over the ninth one to bring the message of the blessing. We're back for the ninth one. God is the inventor of the highlighter. We've been through this journey. I need help living out God's call. And I know you've been here. Most of us have been here for this journey. But that's where we started. I need to realize that I needed help. I needed God had asked me and directed me to plant something that I didn't have room to plant. And I needed help. And someone come along, Tobin come alongside and was able to help me live out God's call on my life. Without the help, I would have never been able to plant a whole acre of sunflowers because Cheryl and I own 0.17 acres with a house and a driveway on it. I need help. And then I learned what is sown is available for reaping. I was not surprised when I put sunflower seeds in the ground and sunflower seeds grew. I didn't plant sunflower seeds and hope for corn. It just didn't happen. What I planted is what was available for reaping. And we talked about that in that journey and talk about what am I planting? Then I plant this and I reap. And then I wonder why I can't reap something else because we planted and we reap what we planted. Weed control is crucial. Living the sunflowers, when they were living, they follow the sun. When they begin to die, they become windblown or succumbing to the pressures of this world. They were no longer able to follow the sun because death started to come in on them. And as they began to die, a sunflower when it's living will follow the sun. Wherever the sun goes, the sunflower will follow it. And when it begins to die, then they were all pointed the same direction, the way the wind was pushing them. And empty was a message that was challenging to me. The seed, the receptacle of the sunflower ended empty, giving up all its seeds. God wants us to end empty. The harvest is hard, and we are born choosers, and God's provision is vast. And today's message is this. Push the button, please. God does use a highlighter. God uses a highlighter. He doesn't draw such a line over something that we can't see what's under it, but he highlights it in yellow. I believe he highlights it because he wants to draw attention to what is being highlighted. Go that way. God uses a highlighter. He highlighted. Do you know that the sunflower is the largest yellow flower in the world? Do you know that the sunflower is in the top 6 largest flowers in the world? God highlights it. He uses the highlighter. He highlighted the yellow flower. He highlighted it. And I took this picture while I was up to Blue Knob one day. You can see corn in the background, sunflowers in the middle, and potatoes in the front. And I found it interesting as I looked at that field when I took that picture and I was looking at that field. I said, you know what? I can't even see the potatoes. The fruit of the potato is somewhere underground. I can't even see that fruit. And the fruit of the corn, I can see the evidence that it might be there, but I really can't see it. But the sunflower in the middle is highlighted. It's the seeds, the fruit of the sunflower are highlighted. The fruit will be there perhaps for the potatoes, and it looks like it's there for the corn, but the sunflower, the fruit is on the top of the plant and is highlighted in yellow. I think there are times when God highlights the fruit in our lives. I think there's times in your life when God's going to cover you with yellow translucent ink to draw attention to you and your actions. I really believe that with all of my heart, that there's times when he looks at you and there's something going on and he just colors you in yellow because he wants you to stand out from other people that are around you because he's doing something. Look at Matthew says this, you are the light of the world. I translate that you have been highlighted with a yellow marker. You're the light of the world. I've drawn a big yellow light around you. You are the light of the world. A city on the hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. And verse 16 goes on to say this: in the same way, let your light shine before men. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. God has a reason that he's highlighting you. He has a reason he's drawing a yellow line around you and marking you, not scratching you out, not putting something on you that can't be seen through, but highlighting you. Why is he doing that? So that others can see the power of God in your life. There is times in your life when God wants to do something so amazing, and he's going to do something that you're doing something that he wants to draw a big yellow line around. And he will draw a big yellow line around what you're doing. Why? Because he wants people to see what you're doing. He wants people to see what's happening in your life. He wants people to know his power. And the way he does that is he highlights you in yellow. And he calls it the light of the world. And I know one chapter later, Jesus says this: be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with a trumpet. So I look at Matthew chapter 16, and I look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. They seem to be in contradiction to each other. The two phrases, push the button, please. The two phrases are this: be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them, and let your light shine before men. You know what the difference is that I've come to appreciate and learn? This is the difference. Push the next slide. God is the one with the highlighter. Amen. Are you coloring yourself, or are you letting God color you? That's now. The two differences. That's the difference in that passage. God says, I am not afraid to use a yellow highlighter. Believe you me, I am not afraid to use a yellow highlighter. And I will use a yellow highlighter. And I will highlight you. And I will highlight your actions, and I will highlight things that you're doing in this world. You don't need that yellow highlighter. You don't need to do it for yourself. I will do it for you. And I will draw, at times, I'm going to draw attention to you. Because why? Because I wanted people to know that the power of God is alive in this physical world. And the way I do that is I make something happen, or something happens in someone's life, or someone is doing something, and I highlight it. And I said, look at what I can do. Look what I can do. Look what I can give you. I can give you victory over addiction. Is that the sound the highlighter makes? It is now. All right, that won't be on the test, but that. Continuing. When God covers you and your actions with yellow, it is because he is doing something in someone else's life. You get me? Are you with me? Am I losing you? Please don't let me lose you. When God covers you and your actions with yellow, it is because he is doing something in someone else's life. He wants to do something in someone else's life, and he is covering you with yellow to draw attention to you. What does he want other people to do? To praise your Father, to praise, to glorify, to honor, to render excellent. That's what he wants to happen in someone else's life. He wants them to know who he is. He wants them to render him valuable. And the way he's doing that is he's going to, in this passage, is he's going to highlight you in yellow. Whose actions are highlighted? That's what the question I had. So whose actions are highlighted? Now, okay, I can take a yellow marker and I can start highlighting myself. Look how good I am, God. Look how awesome I am. And look at, woo. God says, would you put the highlighter down? You stink at that. So I asked the question to myself all week. I said, so whose actions are highlighted? God, who are you highlighting? Why are you highlighting? I understand. Because you want to show yourself real in a very physical world. And you do that perhaps mainly through your people. That he sends his message through his people and he highlights his people and their actions because God's got a message for this world. You and I know the message of Jesus Christ because someone else told us. Because God was doing a work and we looked at someone else and God drew us to himself through that person. Are you with me? See, these are, I think, those who are engaged in the kingdom of heaven's supply. Those who have highlighted actions are those who are engaged in the kingdom of heaven's supply. I'm going to make this argument. Hang with me here for a minute. I believe that those who are engaged in the kingdom of heaven's supply, those who are engaged in the divine, those who are connected in the spiritual world, I think those who are being freed from the life-dampening sin, I think that life-sucking sin, being freed from that, I think those are the ones that the actions are being highlighted. I think it's those who are moving mountains, those that are filled with righteousness, those who are receiving mercy, those that are seeing God in the here and now, and those that are called sons and daughters of God. I think those are the ones who God is highlighting the actions in their life. I think God's looking for those types of individuals to draw a big yellow line around and say, look what I'm doing on this earth. Look what I can do in your life. And I think that is the recipe for those that he's drawing the lines around. He's already got one. So the question I have on my blotter at home is this. How do I become of those who are? Am I making sense? So God wants to highlight actions of people, his people in this world, so that people can see that he's real in this world. He wants you to be the light of the world, and to be the light of the world, you need yellow marker on you. And God says, I'm looking for people to put yellow marker on. I'm looking for people who are those who are, because that's the people whose actions I'm looking to highlight, because I need those people. I'm using those people in this world to highlight their actions and highlight their life a little bit time and time again so that other people can see who I am in this world. I'm so desirous to have a relationship with people in this world that I'm highlighting other people. So they can be drawn to God. So those who are, but how do I become of those who are? And push the button, please. Matthew 5, the very first beginning of that chapter, before 16, who says, I'm the light of the world. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them, saying, you want to be the light of the world? Then sit up here for a minute, because I want to teach you what it's going to take, the actions of those who are highlighted in this world. Am I making sense? Amen. So I guess back to the question of this, do you want your actions to be highlighted if God wants to highlight them so that other people can see God? Let me say that again. Do you want your actions to be highlighted by God so God can show other people how loving and powerful and merciful and gracious he is in this world? And he wants to use you to do that. He wants to use you to highlight you so that other people can see God. How are people going to see God? And God says, they're going to see God because I'm going to choose some people, those who are, those who are engaged in a life with me, and I'm going to do something amazing in their life. And so here we are in verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Just so you know, the kingdom of heaven, now I have access to God's supply. Blessed are the poor in spirit. If I'm going to be those who are access to the kingdom of heaven, I need to realize I'm poor in spirit. And I know I preached through and we've talked through the Beatitudes before, and this week I just really started to make this whole line. Jesus said, this is the way I'm going to start, guys, and I need to highlight your actions in this world, and you're the light of the world. It's like the very beginning of what Jesus is telling his disciples, but this is the very beginning. I need you to know that you can't do it on your own. You can't have an action that God's going to highlight if you're doing it in your own power. You can't do that. You've got to realize that you're poor in spirit. You've got to realize that you're all empty inside. You've got to realize that. But when that realization comes to your life, and you start realizing that you can't do it on your own, but through Christ I can do all things, but Christ can do amazing things in me, and I start accessing the kingdom of heaven supply, and not just only what's in me, but I start accessing the kingdom of heaven supply, you know what's going to happen? God's going to start highlighting some of the actions in your life. Why is he highlighting the actions in your life? So that other people can see God. Not because you're cool, although you might be. But God says, I want to mark you with a yellow marker because I want other people to see how powerful I am. I'm going to say that 1,000 times in this message. If you go out of here with nothing else this morning, you're going to go out of here with... He kept repeating this one thing over and over and over. God wants to use me to show himself to this world. God wants to use me to show himself to this world. And the way I become handy in God's arsenal, the way I become that person who might have actions highlighted at times or the power of God has been displayed in my life, is that I got to realize that there's nothing inside of me without Jesus. There's nothing inside of me without God. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Those who are engaged in the kingdom of heaven supply. Do you want to be of those who are engaged in the kingdom of heaven supply? Do you know what that is? That's part of your inheritance. Do you know what that is? That's out of this world stuff. That's stuff that we can't hardly even imagine that God wants to do in our lives, that God wants us to have access to. More power than we can ever imagine, God wants us to have access to. And he said, but you've got to realize one thing. You've got to realize one thing. You can't do it on your own. But when you start letting me do it in your life, then I'm going to start showing you what's in the kingdom of heaven supply. I just got to ask New Life, are we tired of trying to do it on our own? When you get to that point, you become to the beginning of God. When you throw up your hands and say, I can't do this, when you throw in the towel and say, I can't do this, when you say, I give up, and you're standing in front of God, when you say those things, and he said, finally, it's you and I now, baby. It's you and I, and I'm going to do a stuff in your life that you never can imagine, because you've just come into the kingdom of heaven supply. You are bankrupt. You are chaotic. You are a mess. You are upside down. And when you come to that realization and you let me do something in your life, the doors of the kingdom of heaven now have been thrown open. And what I'm going to do in your life that you could not do, be addiction, I'm going to show you how you can do it. And when I show you how I can do it, I'm going to highlight you when someone else needs to do it. Because that person needs to know that a God is real in this world. And they need to come to the end of themselves. Because what's in them will not beat that addiction. Will not beat that sin. But what's in me will crush it. And I want to highlight the action in your life, and you need to let me. Because you're the light of the world. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. You know what that means? Those who are up to their ears when sick of the sin in their life. A great grief of the sin in their life. I am done being okay with sin. Sin is a leech. Sin is a tick. How many of you come out of the woods? Oh man, I got this tick on my stomach. Oh, I'm just let him alone. I'm going to build a little fence around him and keep him safe. Oh, look how big he's getting. I'm telling you what, when you come out of the field and you got a tick stuck in you, you can't get it off it fast enough. They make these little things that look like crowbars. You hook them and you twist them around, and then I go and I got a bullseye, and I go and I get some antibiotic. Why? Because I don't want what that tick has for me. And God says, you know what? Sin is worse than any tick you can ever get on you. And he's got bullseyes on you, and you need to let me take that tick off of you. And you need to let me give you some antibiotic so whatever that tick is leaving behind, it won't affect you anymore. Sin is that way. You need to be comforted. Comfort says this. Push the button. Comfort means this. Comfort, to call to one side to receive relief and strength. That's comfort. You know what comfort is? Those who mourn over the sin and say, it's not okay anymore. I'm done with the sin in my life. And God says, let me draw you to my side. Let me give some relief and strength. And those people, not the people who think you got it all right, but those people who realize I need God to have victory over the sin in my life. And God gives you victory over sin and over sin, and you begin to have victory. And God says, now I'm going to show you and people around you that sin no longer will stick to you. I will give you relief, and I will give you strength, and I will give you. And I'm going to use you, and I'm going to highlight you to show others that sin will cannot stick on them. Isn't that beautiful? You think that sin is so deeply ingrained in you, you think that it can never do anything to get rid of it. God says, just come here. Let me draw you close to my side. Let me give you some relief from that. Let me take the tick out of your side. Let me give you some antibiotics. Let me strengthen you. And then watch me color you with yellow marker to show that I can do that in anyone's life. Isn't that beautiful? Says you, because you're the light of the world. Those who are being freed from life-dampening sin is the ones that God highlights their life. Continuing in the passage, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, are those who are a blend of spiritual confidence and strength, a powerful soul, and a soul that's gentle. Do you see what's happening here? Do you see what's happening? I can't do this on my own. I'm poor in spirit, but now I start to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And as I start entering into the kingdom of heaven, I start to realize I don't want this sin anymore in my life. And I'm drawn close to God's side. And God gives me relief. And he strengthens me. He gives me the treatment for this tick, this leech on my life. And all of a sudden, I start feeling this power and this meekness and this gentleness that's coming alive in my life. Maybe we ask, why don't I feel that? Maybe because we're trying to do it on our own. Maybe we made an alliance with George the tick. And we want to be powerful sinners. God said, I know why I'm not going to highlight a powerful sinner. I'm going to highlight a saint who might sin, but I'm going to highlight one who is meek, who is powerful, who is confident in their soul and in their spirit. Not one who comes into a room and just bulldozes the whole room over, but one with power. That word in the Greek is actually a word to have a harnessed horse under the control of the master with power. They will inherit the earth. That's what the scriptures say. They will inherit the earth. And inherit the earth means that they will take control and have power over. You know, I studied this out this week, and just bear with me just a few more moments here. I just really think we need to know this. And it just seems like, well, okay, someday I will inherit the earth. Someday that power, someday. It's not a someday word, it's a now day word. Are you with me this morning? You're going to take control over the earth. There's power in the believer. The believer that knows that can't do it on his own. And the believer who is done with the blood-sucking sin in my life. And all of a sudden, the meekness, that power starts to rise up. And the power comes alive in the physical, comes alive in this earth. They will inherit the earth, and increased influence over the land is a byproduct of meekness. I love this passage in Corinthians. It says this, so then, no more boasting about men. Paul is in the middle of argument. Will you stop? He said, will you stop thinking you can get more by following Paul or Apollos or Cephas? It's all yours. You have access to it all. So then, no more boasting about men. All things are yours. Whether Paul has it, Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future, it's all yours. You are of Christ, and Christ is of God. Am I making sense? I just got a big urge. Just... It's just, God says, I want to do something, and I need to let people know how powerful I am in this world, and I'm going to do that by going through you. I'm going to highlight you in yellow. You're the light of the world, man. You're the light of the world. Those who are moving mountains... That's how I see that one. Those who are moving mountains in the here and now. Those are seeing the power of God displayed in their life now. Do I think you can have the power of God displayed in your life now? Do I think the blind will see? Yes. Perhaps the lame will walk. Perhaps mountains will be moved. They write books on people who have seen physical mountains move. Isn't that a shame? That's such a not common experience. You have to write a book on it. Shouldn't it be an everyday reality in the life of a believer that they're seeing the power of God displayed in the very physical realm of their life? I'll get moving here. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be filled. Just so you know, I got to say it again. Jesus is coming to the point where he's going to say, you're the light of the world, but let me give you the guidelines so you can be the light of the world. You can't do it on your own. You need to deal with this tick that's in your life. You need to let me give you power that's beyond belief. Let me give you hunger for righteousness. Let me fill you with 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 righteousness. What are you hungry for? What moves you? I'm hungry for righteousness. God said, I'm going to highlight people that are hungry for righteousness because when I fill them with righteousness, hang on. who are part of those who are the ones that are filled with righteousness, continuing in the passage. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Push the button. This is a merciful. Merciful, a distressed heart for the hurt of others. See, sometimes I think we have a we want a distressed heart for the hurt of others, but we don't want to be poor in spirit. Or we want to be hanging on to George, the friendly tick. And God says, you know, if I could get that out of you, you'd have such a heart for the hurting. Not satisfied with standing idle while others suffer. Are you okay? Spiritually, physically. The church has a real problem with standing idle while the spiritual people suffer. Why they suffer spiritually. Does that make sense? Those who are receiving mercy are those who are highlighted. Next passage. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Do you see the progression here? You see what God is doing down through here? And Jesus is saying, look at Peter. I know. Look at John. Matthew, pay attention. Nathaniel, wake up. You're going to need to know this. Because I'm going to put you in spots where people need to see that I'm powerful, that I'm mighty, that I can do amazing things in their life. You need to pay attention. The pure in heart, they will see God. Let me purify your heart so that you can see God. Those who are seeing God, I think God's going to highlight those who are seeing God. Push the button, please. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. And I know I could preach on this stuff all day long, and I know. And I don't want to preach another few minutes because I don't want to lose you and what we already have. But let me say it again. God is going to transform you into a peacemaker. And you know why you're called the sons of God when you're a peacemaker? Because the Son of God is the ultimate peacemaker. And you're going to begin to look like Jesus. And when you begin to look like Jesus, God's going to cover you with yellow. Push the button, please. Those who are called sons of God, push the button, please. Back in my drinking days, Miller, right? You know what I'm going to say, some of you, right? High life, right? Miller high life. You know what? I'm kind of done with the high life, but I'm ready to be the highlighted life.
Amen.
Why? Let me say it again. Why? Because there are people in this world that need to see God is real. And God is powerful, and God is love, and God is mercy, and God is the God of victory. And the way he's going to do that is you and I becoming of those who are, and God drawing a yellow ring around you. Say, look at my daughter. One more slide. New life. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand. Why? Because it gives light to everyone in the house. Because you don't light a light and put it under a bushel basket. You highlight those who give light. And you sit it on a stand. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Stand with me today. God, I know it was years ago, and thank the Lord that my grandkids don't even know me as that person. But there's been many times when I looked at the high life. And Father, I want us to look at the highlighted life. Jesus told his disciples, God the Father is going to draw a big yellow circle around you every once in a while in your life. And he's going to do that to show that he's real in this world. Let him. Oh, in chapter 6, don't do it on your own. You don't need to do that on your own. You don't need to have your own circle drawing jig around you. God will do that. You just be poor in spirit so that he can enter, so you can have access to the kingdom of God's supply. Oh, make sure you deal with that life-sucking tick that you got in you. Let me draw you close to my side and let me give you relief and let me strengthen you, because that's just going to suck the life out of you and you're never going to be able to be the light of the world. Let me fill you with power. Power so much that you're going to have influence in this world like you can't even imagine. And let me do these other things in your life. Just let me do them. Hunger for righteousness. God, I truly believe, and I think the scripture supports, and I believe it because the scriptures say it, that there are people who are going to see us and see the power of God displayed in our lives, and they're going to be drawn to God, and God's going to give them victory over the stuff in their life. Help us live the highlighted life. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.